I'm joined now by charity fundraiser Blind Dave Healy, the first blind man to run 7 marathons across 7 continents over 7 days. Dave's ran and cycled thousands upon thousands of miles across the world to raise money for West Bromwich Albion's Albion Foundation. That's the charity wing of the football club. And this year sees Dave take on the London Marathon. And this could be another first, Dave, this time a family affair.
Indeed. Yeah, the three girls all took up the mantle of running, and this will definitely be my last London Marathon. So it's number 17 for me. But the girls said, before you throw your trainers out of the window, not doing any more marathons, could we run one with you? And of course, you couldn't say no to that, can you? So the three kids are going to be guiding me around. So yeah, could be a first, couldn't it? Blind man, three daughters. Them as guide, so hey-ho.
When was the very first one you did of the 17?
I did my first one in 2002.
Okay, so you've been doing them pretty consistently since then.
Yeah, I did, I think I did 15 on the bounce, and then there was a couple of years, for whatever reason, I don't know, I was up to somewhere else, I think. And I think my last London was actually 2019. Then, of course, COVID came in, and I'm not into virtual running, but so this, yes, 2025 will be my last London, but I ain't packing everything up. I shall still be doing some crazy things, I'm guessing.
For anyone that doesn't know about the London Marathon, can you describe what the experience is like, please, Dave?
Oh, I mean, London is special. To me, it's a very, very special marathon. In my opinion only, it's the best marathon in the world. On the day, you know, Barry, I've always said this, if you could bottle the atmosphere from both spectators, supporters, from the London Marathon itself, and of course, all of the runners taking part, you could bottle that atmosphere, the world would be a much, much better place. But from getting your request to run accepted, to going down to the Excel Centre, picking up your numbers, the atmosphere is already buzzing then, and that's on the sort of Monday, Tuesday before the marathon. You've got quite an exhibition whereby you could get anything running material, you know, from shoes, from tops, from hats to whatever. And it's a well-run exhibition. And then on the Sunday, which in this case is the 27th of April, you know, you turn up on whichever particular start you've got. And I believe there's three starts, blue, red and green. And but, you know, sort of from half past 8, 9 o'clock, the place is absolutely buzzing. And anybody who doesn't get excited, well, there's some of the matter with you, you know. It's around about the 10:20, 10:30 mark when things kick off. And as soon as that hooter goes and you're away and you're running, and it's just an incredible moment. There are people at various points, and they don't have to do it. They'll offer you sweets or pieces of fruit, you know, water at every mile anyway provided. The support from, let's hope there isn't too much of it, but from the first aid people, you know, they're on tap. The organisation through London Marathon is second to none. It's just incredible. I really am looking forward to the day. Never thought I'd do another one. But, you know, with the three kids in tow, it'll be a very, very special memory once we either run through, walk through or crawl through that finish line. What a wonderful way to finish my last London Marathon with the three kids. That is, you know, the memory of a lifetime. You couldn't make them sort of things up.
Yeah, that's definitely the cherry on the cake. What is the distance of the marathon?
26.2 miles. And I think it's the 0.2 at the end that gets you. It's No, it's great. It is a long way. There's no two ways about it. And at times it can be painful. Obviously, you know, everybody feels 26.2 miles in the legs. But, you know, I mean, you pass some iconic places. Whichever start you're at, after about 2 miles, 3 miles, all of the stages sort of come together. So you'll have the red and the blue and the green all mixing then, and then everybody's at it. And there's even camaraderie there, you know, between the starts. But you then go past, the first iconic for me is the Cuttice Arch, and that's around about 6 mile. Then you go on to London Bridge, and my goodness me, when you run across London Bridge, there ain't many runners who haven't got a tear in their eye. That is something very special, and it's just brilliant. And then, of course, you know, you come off there, you go around the likes of Canary Wharf. And then, of course, you're coming to sort of towards the end of the marathon when you run past Tower Bridge. You've got Big Ben. You've got Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, a place you know only too well, where you were given your OBE. You may be invited in there for some refreshing drinks along the way.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe King Charles might drag us in and give us a, you know, a cucumber sandwich or two.
I'm sure he'll be watching from the window anyway. So how's training been going?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. This weather at the minute will probably stop a few, but I mean, we were running out the other day. It was -4. Still in shorts, mind. But by the time you've got a couple of miles under your belt, you're warming up. But yeah, I'm quite happy because, as you know, I've had both knees replaced and it was suggested be very, very careful when running. But if you want the truth, Barry, touch wood, I've had no problems other than the normal muscular, what you're doing to your, you know, your legs are going again. But the knees have been fine. As my mate said, it's the youngest part of me, so they ought to be all right. But yeah, training's going well.
For anyone that's not heard of your past challenges, Dave, how can people find out a little bit more?
There's my website, which is not really up to date at the moment because of social media, but it's blinddave.co.uk. But mainly we do it on Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy. And then there's an Instagram page, again, Blind Dave.
If anyone wants to sponsor you, how can they do so?
Well, that it's all the W's. So it's justgiving.com/pages/BlindDaveAndDaughtersRunLondonMarathon.
And just to say again that you're doing this to raise money for West Bromwich Albion football team, your football team's charity wing called the Albion Foundation, that do lots of great work for young people with disabilities in the area.
Definitely. Yes, definitely. I mean, obviously, I'm biased and it's West Brom's my team, but the Albion Foundation itself, as you've just noted, you know, they help kids with disabilities through sport, underprivileged, special needs, and it's a wonderful charity. And it gives help now to kids that need it, rather than, I always say, when I was a kid of their age, the help wasn't there particularly. And we don't need help in 50 years' time. We need help now. And those kids, you know, it's just nice to hear the smiles on their faces. And so we do what we can to help.
Well,
we
try. Wish you well with the rest of the training. We'll try and get you on to plug it one more time before you go ahead and do the marathon. In the meantime, Dave Healy, OB, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Barry, as ever, thank you.